either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Different localities, different areas, different backgrounds, gathering on this very great nisbat of the worry and the concern for the hidayat of humanity. This is no ordinary thing. This is in fact a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So valuable this concern is, that is the mafhum of the riwayat, that a person sitting for a little while make fikr and concern for hidayat. This is better than 70 years of nafil ibadah. And more so, my respected brothers, such gatherings of Allah's remembrance, where Allah's greatness is spoken about, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Nazalat alayhim as-sakina. That sakina, a special form of peace and tranquility from Allah, descends on these gatherings. With regards to what the sakina means, one interpretation ulama give is that it is what is referred to in the verse of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah is that being who causes sakina to descend on the hearts of the believers. And what is the effect of the sakina? An increase in the level of iman occurs. Iman is the greatest need each one of us has. This is the first and most fundamental order of Allah that is directed to each one of us at all times. Salah is farz 5 times a day. Zakat we give once a year if we have the means. Hajj also is performed once a lifetime if a person has the means. Fasting once a year for 1 month. But iman is that need and is that requirement and is that order of Allah that is directed to each one of us every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week. Every week of every month of every year of the entire lifetime, a person is constantly in need of iman. And like everything else, has an effort. Likewise, my respected brothers, there is an effort for iman. This iman has to be acquired. This iman has to be learned. And this iman is such a valuable entity that we can never ever become complacent about it. We have to constantly be in the concern and the worry as to the level of iman. This we see in the life of Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. They learned iman at the feet of the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet such was their concern for iman that it is said among Sahaba-i-Kiram, the highest ranking Sahaba are those who took part in Badr. Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ أو كما قال. He said, Allah looked at those who took part in Badr. And Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do. Jannat is wajib for you. Such basharat and glad tidings they had, Yet one Tabi'i says, Tabi'i is the generation that came after Sahaba. He says, I met 30 of the Sahaba of Badr, and I did not find a single one of them that did not fear that he was a munafiq. They never took a point or moment where we can say that darkness came now. It comes stealthily in disguise. He said, like that, fitnas to attack the iman of my ummah will become apparent, stealthily. Such will be the effect of these fitnas. A person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become a kafir. A person will have iman in the evening, by the morning he would have become a kafir. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will sell their deen, will sell their iman for the pitiable, worthless returns of this dunya. This iman can never be taken for granted. This is the greatest asset. This is the greatest bounty of Allah which we possess. In fact, my respected brothers, a'mal also will be judged according to the level of iman. One night, Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying with his head in the lap of Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, gazing towards the sky. It was a clear night, countless stars twinkling in the heavens. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha poses the question to Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh my beloved Nabi, tell me, is there anyone in your ummah that has good deeds equivalent to the number of stars in the heavens? Her motivation behind the question was the expectation that the reply would be given, your father Abu Bakr has so many good deeds. Because Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's position and status were apparent among Sahaba, to the extent that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la ya'ti baban min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaban marhaba. He said, I know a person, I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannah, but the door will call out to him, welcome, enter through me, welcome, enter through me. Sahaba, when they heard this, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمُرْتَفِعٌ شَأْنُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُوَ O Nabi of Allah, definitely this is someone of great rank. Who is this person? The reply is given, هُوَ أَبُو بَكْرِ ابْنُ أَبِي قُحَافَ It is Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. To her utter consternation and surprise, contrary to her expectations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, Aisha, Umar has as many good deeds as the number of stars in the heavens. Being a woman, it is their nature that they cannot keep concealed what is within them. So she blurts out, what about my father Abu Bakr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles, because he knew the motivation behind the question. He consoles her, O Aisha, inna jami'a hasanati Umar ka hasanatin wahida min hasanati Abi Bakr. Said, O Aisha, all the good deeds of Umar put together is equal to one of the good deeds of Abu Bakr. Why? Because of the level of iman. Ulama say, if the iman of the entire ummah had to be put on one side of the scale, and the iman of Abu Bakr on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr would outweigh the iman of the entire ummah. Once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting with his students from amongst the tabi'een, and he addressed them likewise, Antum aktharu salatan wa siyaman wa ijtihadan min ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hum ma'a dhalika kanu khayran minkum. He said, you people read more salah, you fast more, you exert yourself in ibadat and amal more than the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُمْ مَعَ ذَٰلِكَ كَانُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْكُمْ Yet despite this, they were better than you. They couldn't understand. They said, لِمَا يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ Tell us, why were they better than us despite the fact that we make more a'mal? The reply was given, هُمْ كَانُوا أَزْهَدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَرْغَبَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ Sahaba's inclination, Sahaba's conviction, Sahaba's belief, Sahaba's desire for akhirat was more than yours. And their disinclination, disattachment from this dunya, from this world was more than yours. So the greater the level of conviction, the greater the level of iman, the greater the value and the effect of amal. That is why throughout the ages, primarily, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, the fundamental and basic effort which they made first was an effort on iman. First was an effort to correct the conviction in the heart, to take out the greatness, the reliance, the attachment, the belief of every ghayr of Allah, of everything besides Allah, and to establish the greatness, the azmat, the jalal, the kibriyai of one Allah alone in the heart. The da'wat of every Nabi of Allah, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah, that O humanity, know and understand there is no deity, there is no benefit, there is no harm, there is no life, there is no death, there is no advancement, there is no decline, there is no health, there is no sickness, there is no safety or security, there is no harm or danger, there is no wealth or poverty, illallah, except through the permission, qudrat, will, irada of one Allah. One Allah is the doer, one Allah is the maker, one Allah is the giver, one Allah is the controller. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ He is the ilah of the heavens and He is the ilah of this earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to one Allah alone. For it to come into existence, for it to remain in existence, for it to carry out whatever task or function it is carrying out, for its existence to terminate also, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe is totally and completely dependent on one Allah. This da'wat of iman, this da'wat to correct the conviction and the belief in the heart of humanity was the basic and fundamental effort of every Nabi of Allah. And the travesty and the tragedy, my respected brothers, that is facing us today is that we have not understood our purpose. We have not understood our object. We talk of everything else but Allah. Dawud alayhi salam addresses Allah. Ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk. O my Allah, tell me, whom of your slaves do you love the most? Why is he asking this question? This question is being asked because the desire is there, Ya Allah, tell me, what are the qualities of your beloved? So that I may endow myself with those qualities and also become your beloved. Ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk. Allah replies, Taqiyul qalb, naqiyul kaffain, la ya'ti ahadan bisu, wa la yamshi bin namima, tazulul jibal, wa la yazul, ahabbani, wa ahabba man yuhibbuni, wa habbabani ilan nas. O Dawood, they are those in whose heart is my taqwa. They do not stretch their hands out to anybody but me. They do not have evil intentions about my creation. تزول الجبال ولا يزول. Mountains will move but they will not move. They will remain firm in my obedience. أحبني, they love me. They love those who love me. وحببني إلى الناس. And they make that effort by which mankind will love me. Dawud alayhi salam, this is Allah. Inni uhibbuk. O my Allah, I love you. Wa uhibbu man yuhibbuk. I love those who love you. فَكَيْفَ أُحَبِّبُكَ إِلَى النَّاسِ. How can I make you beloved to humanity? How can I make that effort which will establish your love in the hearts of mankind? Allah Ta'ala replies, ذَكِّرْهُمْ بِآلَائِ وَنَعْمَائِ وَبَلَائِ. O Dawood, go from person to person, person to person. Tell them of the greatness of the Allah. Tell them of the majesty of the Allah. Tell them of the glory of the Allah. Tell them of the bounties of Allah. Introduce this humanity to Allah. They will begin to love Allah. In return, I will love you. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Nuh alayhi salam. Qala rabbi inni da'autu qawmi layla wa nahara. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He says, O my Allah, O my Rabb, I gave da'wah to my people. I called out to them, layla wa nahara, day and night. Day and night, this was the work of Nabi Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Not for 40 days, not for 4 months. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. 950 years, day and night, he gave da'wah. They didn't listen to him. They covered up their ears. They insulted him. They scoffed at him. They mocked at him. They put all sorts of obstacles in his way. Yet relentlessly, 950 years, he gave da'wah, day and night. He's giving kargozari to Allah. He's giving report back to Allah. After 950 years of effort, of calling them to Allah, finally, he raises up his hand when wahi and revelation comes that, O Nuh, no one else is going to accept. Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. O my Allah, I am overpowered now, help me. This is the dua of a da'i. After years of da'wah, when da'wah will be given, then the hujjat will become complete. After giving da'wah, he raises his hands and he makes dua. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. The doors of the heavens are open. The doors of the earth are open. Water from every direction. To such an extent, even from the tannur, from the ovens which were in the ground, water is not associated with stoves, yet even from the stoves water started coming out. Allah destroyed the forces of batil and deviation in the entire world on the dua of a da'i. After da'wah was given, today this ummah is being humiliated, is being persecuted, is downtrodden. Dua is being made. Allah's help is not coming. Why? Because the ummah has not fulfilled the condition. Da'wah is the lifeblood of the ummah. Da'wah is the soul of this ummah. Da'wah was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. 6,666 verses in the Quran. You will not find anywhere in the Quran mention of the Salah of Nuh alayhi salam, or the Zakat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the Hajj of Musa alayhi salam, or the fasting of Isa alayhi salam. Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi, Allah mentions their da'wat. More than 2/3 of the Quran is da'wat. So that this ummah understands its mansab. So that this ummah understands its object. We are an ummah that was sent for da'wat. We speak of everything but Allah. It is insan's fitrat. It is human nature that the love and attachment for something, when it is in the heart, it must express itself on the tongue. People are speaking about their businesses. That person who is selling rotten onions and potatoes on a cart, he's speaking and praising those rotten vegetables. The textile manufacturer is speaking about textiles. The car salesman is speaking about cars. We are inviting towards our wives, towards our children, towards furniture, towards buildings, towards every ghair of Allah. So much we speak of things besides Allah. So much we praise things besides Allah, that the perception has come out also. And then when it is said to these same people that speak of the greatness of Allah, that Allah who made that business, and that Allah who made that car, and that Allah who made you and your wife and your children, and that Allah who is sustaining you, providing for you, nourishing you, that Allah who is controlling the countless functions within your body which you yourself don't even know about, each one integral to your existence, speak of the greatness of that Allah. What does he say? He says, Mujhe sharam aate hai. It embarrasses me. What must I speak about? Allah Ta'ala calls out, Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them. What must you tell them? Hadihi sabili. This is my road. This is my way. This is my goal. This is my maqsad. This is my direction. What? أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. I am a da'i to Allah. I am a caller to Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honored of Allah's creation. Yet one person says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubays and I looked down at Mina. I saw this person going from tent to tent, ten to ten, person to person, saying, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and you will be successful. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَسَى عَلَيْهِ تُرَابِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ. He says, some of them spat in his face. Some of them picked up sand and threw it at him. They scoffed at him. They beat him. They hit him, they insulted him. Yet relentlessly he went from person to person, person to person. This was that creation of Allah. Oha Allahu ta'ala ila Musa, Nabi Bani Israel, annahu man laqiyani wa huwa jahidun bi Ahmad adkhaltuhu an-nar. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, that person who meets me on the day of judgment and he has rejected Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will put him into Jahannam. Musa alayhi salam calls out, Waman Ahmad? Oh Allah, who is this Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Ta'ala replies, Ma khalaqtu khalqan akrama alayya minhu. I have not created any creation more honored in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَتَبْتُ إِسْمَهُ مَا إِسْمِي عَلَى الْعَرْشِ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I have written his name next to my name on my arsh before the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِي حَتَّى يَدْخُلَهَا هُوَ وَأُمَّتُهُ. And I have made jannat haram upon the entire creation until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah does not enter into Jannah. the most beloved of Allah, yet persecuted, relentlessly, insulted, mercilessly in the medan of Dawud, going from person to person, introducing them to Allah. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. He says, we are not saying to you that give da'wah to Allah, make the effort of iman, become muballigh of this deen, call out to Allah, because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people for chilla and three chilla. Hum isliye kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarana kiya jaye. We are saying to you that speak of the greatness of Allah, invite towards Allah, call out towards Allah, because this is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. To praise a sports personality, or to praise a politician, or to praise some businessman who has kufr in his heart, to regard him to be somebody, ulama say that this causes the arsh of Allah to shake in anger. We have made such an effort, so much we are speaking about the ghair of Allah, that this heart has become blackened and solidified and hardened up with the love of things besides Allah. That is why even in our salah, Allahu Akbar, and everything but Allah comes in front. Our elders are saying, hamare ibadat aadat ban gayi. They say, our ibadat nowadays has become ritual. Going up and down, exercise. The reality and the essence of it is not there. In the time of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a 6-year-old child would make such a salah that through that salah he would take from the treasures of Allah. The first 5 verses of Iqra come down. Nubuwwat is given to Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter a period follows, which ulama refer to as Fatrat-e Wahi. No revelation comes down. This was a very trying and a difficult period upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After this period, the first revelation after Iqra comes down, the mission, Nubuwwat is given to Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter a period follows, which ulama refer to as Fatrat-e Wahi. No revelation comes down. This was a very trying and a difficult period upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After this period, the first revelation after Iqra comes down, the mission and the object of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of the greatest of Allah's creation, is being outlined. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Allah has praised His beloved in the Quran. Ali writes, Allah Ta'ala calls out to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam approximately 227 times in the Quran, yet never once by His name. He was never called directly by His name, because the honor is greater when a title is used. Other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were called by their names. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. وقيل يا نوح اهبط بسلام منا وناديناه اي يا ابراهيم وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى يا زكريا انا نبشرك بغلام يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوه يا عيسى ابن مريم انت قلت للناس. 227 times, yet in the entire Quran you will not find يا محمد يا ايها النبي يا ايها الرسول يا ايها المدثر يا ايها المزمل. Once some Bedouins came from outside Medina Munawwara. They were villages, nomadic background. They didn't have culture. They stood outside his house. Ya Muhammad, Immediately Jibreel is sent with the verses of the Quran. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Rasul like you address one another. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal mudassir, O my Nabi, who covers himself in a cloth. One explanation Mufassirin give of this expression. They say, Ey aram karne wale Nabi. Oh, that Nabi who is at rest, come, stand up now. What must you do? What is your mission? Why has Allah sent you? First revelation after Iqra. Come, فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Stand up now. Give them da'wat. Call them. Warn them. Invite them. How must you give them da'wat? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Tell them of the greatness of Allah. Invite them to the majesty of Allah. Invite them to the qudrat of Allah. Keep your clothes pure. Keep your inside pure. Abstain from the disobedience of Allah. The mission of a da'i is being outlined. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. Negate. Speak again. Defy everything that is an obstacle between you and Allah. Every ghair of Allah has to be negated. This is not your ihsan. This is Allah's favor. A da'i does not look towards the makhluk. A da'i will take from Allah and give to the makhluk. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. And in calling towards Allah, obstacles will come in front. People will oppose you. You are doing it only for Allah's sake. Make sabr for the sake of Allah. Allah's help will come to you. 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah, Salah was not farz, Zakat was not farz, Hajj was not farz. No other tenet of deen, no other order of Allah was farz. One task was given. The day and night of Sahaba was da'wat. Effort on iman to establish Allah's greatness in the heart. Ibn Abbas, 7-year-old youngster, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him. He says, Kuntu ridfan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his camel. He turned to me and he said, Ya ghulam, O qala ya ghulam, O youngster, O my beloved, احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard the deen of Allah. Make the effort to protect Allah's deen. Strive in the way of Allah. يحفظك. Allah will protect you. This is the object of this ummah. We were sent as da'is. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashshiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, and as a da'i to Allah. Da'wat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one riwayat it comes. He comes home to Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nubuwwat has just been given to him. Ya Khadija, in qata'a ayyamun nawmi wal raha. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest have come to an end for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man adu, man yastajib. Who am I going to give da'wat to? 360 idols in Baytullah. And Allah says, tell them one Allah is doing. Call them to one Allah. Man adu, man yastajib. Who am I going to call? Who is going to listen? He is giving her da'wat. Immediately she says, Anta awwalu man tad'u, wa ana awwalu man astajib. O my beloved Nabi, you be the first to give the da'wat. I will be the first to say labbaik on your da'wat. And then everything was given. Every sahabi, male or female, on accepting Islam, understood that my object and my purpose in this world is to myself come on deen and to make effort that the whole humanity comes on deen. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Allah says, we have not sent you but as a mercy to humanity. What was that mercy? It was not a mercy to the Arabs only. It was not a mercy 1400 years ago only. But his legacy of rahmat and mercy had to permeate to the last person to come before Qiyamah. He made such an effort, prepared an ummah that would carry out his effort, that would carry out his cry, that would carry out his pain, generation to generation, generation to generation. Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, once she accepts, the richest woman in Makkah, today we have understood deen to fill our homes with dunya. What was the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Richest woman in Makkah, yet when she understands her object, that day comes, that Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands on Mount Safa. Ya Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Everything was given. The home was emptied. This wealth is not ours. This life is not ours. It belongs to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll conclude on one simple example. If somebody has an ordinary laborer and he says to him that go and wash my car, even an ordinary simpleton will understand that if I want my staff to wash my car, I have to give him the time to do so. I have to give him the bucket and the water and the chamois, the means to do so. Then only he can carry out that task. Today the call is being placed in front of us. We have been sent for the hidayat of humanity. The day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our day. The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our night. The concern and the cry and the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become ours. When that call is placed in front of us, what are we saying? We are saying, my shop, my job, my occupation, my family. 100 obstacles come in front of us. Let us understand, my respected brothers, this responsibility of tabligh and da'wat, this responsibility for the hidayat of humanity was not given to us by the tabligh jamaat or any jamaat. This responsibility Allah has given us. When an ordinary simpleton understands, if I want my laborer to do a task, I have to give him the time and the means. Allah has sent us for the hidayat of humanity. Allah's qasam. Allah has given us the time for this effort. Allah has given us the means for this effort. And Allah has kept that istidad and that capability in each one of us that we can become the zariya and the means of hidayat for thousands and millions. We, unfortunately, are utilizing those means and capabilities elsewhere. And this, my respected brothers, is zulm. What is the Arabic meaning of zulm? Wad'u shay fi ghayri mahallihi. To use something out of its place, that is zulm. We are not only making zulm on ourselves, we are making zulm on this insaniyat that is crying out to us. And today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, in this world, we are tasting the harm and we are tasting the punishment as a result of our zulm. This ijtima', which is not just bayan, my respected brothers, going to carry on, inshallah, right up till Sunday, Zohar. This gathering is not here just for us to attend and see how things are. But we have to, from the bottom of our heart, make tawbah to Allah. That, Ya Allah, up till now, I have not understood what my object and what my purpose is. Ya Allah, you accept me to make my day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make my night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make my object the object of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sahaba strove in the path of Allah, and like Sahaba finished their wealth and their lives for hidayat, Ya Allah, you accept me to give my life and my wealth for hidayat also. Over the next 2 days, humble appeal is being made. Many of us may have come just to attend the Jummah, Salah at the Ishtima. That is barakat, that is sawab. But my respected brothers, more than barakat and more than sawab, we have a responsibility. We have to understand what is our object. We are being given a practical environment over 48 hours to understand what was the life in Madina Munawara at the time of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With a thirsty heart, with a heart full of regret, if we will, with mujahada, attach ourselves to this environment, inshallah, these 2 days can become the means of us becoming the friends of Allah, and Allah using us for the hidayat of countries. So all of us, inshallah, will try and stay in this environment for the next 2 days.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-83000-97. That's 011-83000-97. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim contribution to the world, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains 2 complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Muhsin Khan, and Pickthall, 2 complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of Hadith and Fiqh, History of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Chronological History, History of the Khalifas, Letters and Treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, Halal Haram Foods, Islamic Clip Art, Kalimas, Duas, Videos. The Islamic Scholar Professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za.